Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
James, I should have had you come in with some Metallica or something. Or we probably didn't even need bumper music for this one because my guy Kyle Bell, he can play. He can play. We could just get him to bring us in a few times. Kyle, my man, former CSU Ram running back. Kyle was at the parade today. How are you, my friend?
Hey, Brady, I'm doing great, man. Always good to be on with you.
Yeah, no question, man. I love catching up with you when we can. I know you're a busy guy. I know you're, like, running all these marathons all over the place. You look like you could still, like, you look better. Like, you could still be playing today, dude. Are you thinking about making a comeback or what?
Well, you know, going out and running 26 miles and not having somebody trying to take my head off is a lot different than trying to run 5 or 6 yards with, you know, 300-pound dudes just trying to annihilate you.
So. But that's cool, though. You see so many guys, college, pros, where they start to try to stay in shape and stuff. But, man, you're just shredded as ever. I mean, it's just cool to see. What motivates you to just say, I want to continue to stay at this top peak performance shape?
Well, you know, man, I mean, it's been kind of an interesting story, but, you know, over the course of the last 10 years or so, you know, since I stopped playing, you know, always was into staying in shape, staying strong, and I never really let myself get out of shape. But I think it was about a year and a half ago where, you know, I just kind of realized I missed just kind of that, competition, you know, maybe not competing against other people or competing, you know, from a standpoint of being on a team, but just competing with myself. And so I was never a distance runner. You know, I ran one 10K all the way back in like 2011, I think it was. And, you know, kind of after COVID and everything, I'm just like, you know what, I'm just going to kind of do some different things. So I started running, set a goal to run a half marathon, which I did. And then I don't know if I can run a marathon or not, but I'll try it. And, you know, now I've done a couple. And so I just want to, you know, kind of get in that spirit of competition and just trying to, kind of get better in that regard.
So. Yeah, it's fun to watch your journey, man. A lot of props to you and what you continue to do. Okay, so what was the parade like, dude? You had a monster shot. Was it Landeskog holding up the cup? It was a beautiful shot, my friend.
Yeah, it was kind of a really cool moment there. You know, that was the truck. They were kind of, you know, taking the back of the parade, so everybody else was in front. And we had a pretty good spot there on 17th and Lawrence. My wife and I, we took our 7-year-old son Braxton down there. We got down there about 9 o'clock. So we just kind of lucked out, you know, found a really good spot right up against the fencing there and posted up there. But yeah, they came by. Everybody had the phones out, of course, but I just kind of snapped a couple, and he kind of happened to turn right towards us, you know, and I snapped it right at the right moment. So, you know, just, I mean, that's kind of one of those things you remember, and just the whole day, you know, I think it's, you know, that's really why I wanted to take our son down there. You know, he's really been getting into the Avs, you know, these last couple months, obviously, with the playoffs and watching them all the time. And so, you know, I go back to when I was 10 years old, you know, watching the Avs win the cup back in 95, kind of my, you know, the first championship for Denver. So, you know, just kind of one of those things, you know, you kind of, it took me back to when I was a kid. And obviously for him, you know, it'll be something that he'll remember too.
Oh, I mean, yeah, that's got to be so cool. We were just talking about it before we got you on. Like, I mean, 6 championships, you know, the Broncos and the Avs. So 6 parades. It's awesome, but it doesn't seem like that much when you compare it to the other, some of these other legendary cities. But we're gaining, we're getting there. But how special is that? I mean, to bring your kiddo there, to see the great Avs players ride by on the fire trucks and everything with the cup. I mean, you're right. That's something he's never going to forget.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking about, too. It's like between, you know, our 4 major sports franchises, we've had, what, you know, maybe 160, 170 seasons worth, you know, between the 4 sports and, yeah, 6 championships. So it's not something that certainly happens a lot. You know, I was kind of spoiled as a kid. You know, when the Avs came to town in 95, I was 10 years old. And so it kind of in that, when I was 10 to about 16, you know, 4 championships. So, you know, kind of really got spoiled growing up as a kid. So hopefully, you know, the way I look at it now is maybe we can kind of get back into that same, you know, for the next, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, maybe get a couple cups, maybe get a Lombardi or two, kind of, you know, relive those, you know, those times we had back in the late 90s.
Yeah, I think you and I are right around that same age, too. So yeah, it was. Like, I don't even realize what we had. We win, you know, the Avs get here, and it's bam, you have a Stanley Cup. And then a couple of years later, you know, I felt like I was an old guy. You know, oh, the Broncos have never won this thing, but I was like 12 or 13, and right. They won, and we were spoiled there in the 90s, man.
Right. I just remember my dad, you know, when I think it was, yeah, the first Super Bowl, you know, they were going to. My dad's like, hey, it wasn't always like this. We've had to go through a lot of heartbreak. You don't really understand, you know. So he's like, feel lucky you're getting to see this, because a lot of people had to wait a long time to see this.
And I know you're a diehard fan. All right, so we've been messing around with this a lot throughout the week. We're looking at who's going to be next. Like, the Broncos have Russell Wilson, so you certainly think, okay, they're at least a playoff team. Maybe they're better. Maybe they're a contender. The Nuggets have been a playoff team for a while now. They're getting healthy. The Avs, I know they have a couple of contracts to figure out with Kadri and Darcy Kemper, but in your mind, who's parading next?
I mean, I think the favorite's got to be the Avs to probably do it again. I mean, just the momentum they're creating by having won this one. Obviously, it's going to be hard. You know, it's always hard to repeat. You know, once you get to the top, it's hard to stay there. But I think just from a, you know, maybe more logical standpoint, maybe the odds are probably in their favor. Hopefully, the Broncos aren't too far behind. You know, I think it might take them a year just to kind of get, you know, kind of get everything figured out, you know, with a new coaching staff and a new quarterback and a new team. So hopefully they're not too far, you know, after that. And then, you know, the Nuggets, man, I think they are right there too, at least in that conversation of getting there. And, you know, how cool would it be, you know, to maybe be celebrating, you know, three sports, three championships? That would be, I think, probably, you know, peak, peak for us as fans. Obviously, I don't think the Rockies are going to be there anytime soon. But
you know what? They give me hope because for some reason they have the Dodgers number this year. But other than that, they don't have anybody else's number.
I'm a sucker for baseball, though, man. That was always my sport as a kid. That was always my favorite. So, you know, if you were to ask me if I had to pick which one I would want to see next, it would be the Rockies. But hey, you know, let's be real.
It might be a wild moment. But, hey, they've been to the World Series, so it's not impossible, even though that season was almost impossible. Yeah. We're talking to Kyle Bell, former CSU running back. Kyle, my man, so are you starting to follow up a little bit more on the CSU situation? I know we talked to you a while back about Jay Norvell and the excitement, and, you know, you even felt like, you know, I haven't really been into it as much. Maybe the coaches weren't reaching out as much. Jay Norvell just seems like he's that kind of guy that's grabbing all the alums, all the CSU greats like yourself, and bringing them back in to promote the program.
Well, yeah, man, you're so right in that regard. You know, I had to go a chance all the way back in February to go to the Ram Roundup. You know, they usually do annually, just to kind of introduce a lot of the new recruits, the new commits, the guys, you know, after signing day. And obviously, it was kind of Coach Norvell's, you know, kind of first, I think, introduction to more of the donors, more of the alumni. So I had a chance to go to that. I had a chance to meet Coach Norvell, shake his hand, and just, I mean, talk to him for, you know, I got a good 4 or 5 minutes of just kind of conversation with him. And so even just right in there, you know, sometimes you just get a gut feeling when you're talking to somebody, when you're in their presence, you just kind of get that gut feeling that they're different. And I totally got that from Coach Norvell, you know, going to the spring game and just kind of seeing more former players, probably more former players engaged than I've seen in a real long time. And between them being excited and like you said, I think the staff really just kind of being very proactive and trying to get guys back and become, you know, hey, this is your program too. You know, and I think we did kind of over the last, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 years, kind of that feeling wasn't quite as strong. And in all honesty, you know, the last 2 years probably kind of was really disappearing. So it's great to have that back.
You have to get guys that can really immerse themselves into it, because most coaches that go to a program, I mean, a lot of times anyway, they're not alum. They didn't play there. They have to create that. They have to have that manifestation of I'm a Ram now mentally. And part of doing that, it's hard work, but you have to be engaging, not just with your fans in the community, but your alums, your former players that help build this thing. So I know it's a lot of work, but he seems like he's ready for that grind, man.
Well, you're right. I mean, it's one thing for them to talk the talk. I think a lot of coaches come in and they'll say they want, you know, alumni to be involved. They'll say they want guys to be coming back. But I mean, coaches, they're doing the Ram walk now. They're doing this thing coming up this fall. They did it for the spring game where, you know, the Friday evening, you know, before the game, even on the road, they're going to do it. So basically the Friday evening before the game, you know, current players and the former players are invited. And they're going to, you know, lock arms and you're going to walk the length of the field. And if you are not a current Ram player or a previous Ram player, you do not get the privilege of being out there on the field. So, you know, Coach Norvell, all of the guys included won't even be out there because they, you know, they weren't as far as wearing the green and gold, you know, putting on the pads and being a part of that program. It's for those guys only. So I think kind of maybe creating that a little bit more exclusive feeling to it as well will you know, hopefully be a really cool new tradition that we'll be celebrating for, you know, for a long time to come.
I mean, did he ask you, are you sure, dude, you don't have one more year of eligibility left? Did that come up at all?
Yeah, I said that, hey, what strings can you pull, man? Just give me one more year. I mean, the COVID year,
did you
right?
Get a COVID, you know,
can
year?
Can I get a retroactive year? You know, I might only be good for a couple carries a game because, you know, the back might not hold up as well as it used to, but I tell you what, man, that, you know, I'm just excited, though. It's great to really, you know, feel like, you know, this fall coming up, there's a lot of excitement around it.
No question, my man. And I try to go to games as a media guy sometimes, but I'll be honest, it's just so boring. I'd rather go sit in the stands with you, and let's try to do that. Let's make that happen, man. I'd love to go watch a game with you who knows way more what you're talking about when it comes to the X's and O's. That would be a blast for me.
Hey, you know I'm in for that, man.
All right, my man. Hey, I'm glad you had fun down there. Got to bring the family down there. What a great moment for you. Always love catching up with you. But I just thought, dude, that was a great picture. You're having a blast. Let's get you on the program.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Brady. I appreciate it, bud.
All right, my man. There's Kyle Bell. Great dude. And that's a guy you want representing Colorado State. Like, why are you, if you're a head coach, you're not reaching out and getting these guys on more and more. You got to do it. You got to get him involved. And Jay Norvell's that guy. He is that guy. I don't know what it's going to look like on the field, but he's at least doing all the other stuff, all the small things. Right, Jades? Oh, wow. How did that happen? I don't know. We found a way to do it. Yes, thank you. Okay, what do you want to give away? Jordan Davis, American Bullfighting, or Demolition Derby? What do you want, Jades? You pick.
It's Jordan Davis's light.
All right, Jordan Davis. Jordan is not the UNC Bear, former UNC Bear Jordan Davis. Jordan Davis is playing Saturday. I'll tell you what, we'll do this. You get to pick. You either get Jordan Davis, Demolition Derby, or American Bullfighting. American Bullfighting, Jordan Davis are on Saturday. Demolition Derby is on Monday. So I'm going to go caller number 5 right now on the First Advantage Hotline. You get to pick, dude, either the Jordan Davis tickets, a pair, or Demolition Derby tickets, or American Bullfighting. Caller number 5, 970-353-1310. That's 970-353-1310. Kevin Lytle coming up next. He's my Rams insider. Got my Method Flow Products poll question up and running. Which college football team will be the most successful in 2022? Colorado State, Wyoming, Northern Colorado, or Colorado? We're going to talk about that next with Kevin. We'll be right back. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.